Good morning. UK involvement in military action against Islamic State in Iraq could be just hours away. It's thought RAF planes may take part in airstrikes as soon as tonight if MPs vote in favour of them when Parliament's recalled this morning. Currently no plans for similar action on IS targets in Syria. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says that may change at some point.
We haven't said that we might not in the future need to look at airstrikes in parts of Syria. That is possible in the future. But if we do decide that we need to do that, we'd come back to Parliament, we'd have another debate, we'd be able to look at all the issues surrounding that.
Two more men have been arrested by police as part of an investigation into Islamist-related terrorism. They were stopped early this morning on the M6. Police say they found something of interest in a park near the home of missing teenager Alice Gross. They've sealed off part of Elthorn Park in West London and will resume searches there this morning. More than half of all homeowners claim they're unhappy with the way energy suppliers have handled their complaints. Ofgem says most of the problems were about bills and pricing. And an underground beer pipeline is to be installed underneath the Belgian city of Bruges to stop so many lorries using its narrow cobbled streets. Officials say the project will take 500 tankers off local roads each year. The 1.8 mile long pipe will be able to carry 6,000 litres of beer an hour.
Talk Sport weather with ATS Euromaster. Get a 20 point inspection and top ups for £20, including a litre of Shell oil. Visit atseuromaster.co.uk.
So a bit of a cloudy start with a few outbursts of rain, most likely for the west. The sun will break through, though. It's going to stay windy in the north, the high 20 Celsius.